Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Golden Valley Electric Association continues to test its Healy 2 coal-fired power plant. The facility, formerly known as the Healy Clean Coal Plant, was fired up this spring after sitting idle since 1999. A release announcing dedication of the 50-megawatt plant Monday says the utility has been test running it on both oil and coal at capacities ranging from 5 to 40 megawatts, with full commercial operation expected by year's end. Golden Valley purchased the facility from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority for $44 million, committing to emission system upgrades expected to be completed in 2017. GVEA estimates that the total cost for restart and upgrade work will run $187 million. The utility acquired the coal plant as a means to provide power rate stability compared with more volatile oil and gas-fired energy. The Fairbanks North Star Borough is aiming to buy 6 acres of private land next to its Birch Hill Recreation Area. The proposed real estate deal is in an ordinance up for assembly consideration tomorrow night. Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says the $134,000 purchase presents a chance to enhance the cross-country ski area and revert lands to their original purpose.
Originally, they were set aside for recreation. Then, once it was replatted, it became a residential area. And it's actually, as we've described to the assembly, an opportunity in the future when we get a good solid plan as to a small trailhead for beginner skiers.
Mayor Hopkins says he participated in several neighborhood meetings during which area residents expressed concern about what the borough would do with the land, but maintains language in the deeds provides assurances.
To ensure that a small use that could be developed on that would have a green buffer, a green space left in front of it between a small parking lot and the subdivision road, and also a 100-foot buffer from the nearest neighbor.
Hopkins says if the land is purchased, any development would go through the Parks and Recreation and Trails Commissions before being put into action. Funding would likely come from a combination of local, state, and federal grants. The world's leading Arctic researchers and policymakers will convene in Fairbanks next spring. The annual gathering, known as Arctic Science Summit Week, is scheduled for the University of Alaska Fairbanks March 12th through the 18th. UAF professor of geophysics and interim director of the International Arctic Research Center, Hayo Eiken, is helping organize the event, which is expected to attract up to 1,000 people.
Most of the directors of national polar or Arctic research institutes from different nations around the world here will have a lot of Alaska Native and Indigenous peoples leaders with an interest in science here, but also a lot of people from non-Arctic nations who've got an increasing interest in the Arctic.
The Arctic Science Summit is in its 16th year, but it's never been held in the U.S. Eiken says the selection of Fairbanks comes as the U.S. chairs the International Arctic Council.
So there's big interest in the Arctic, but also big interest in seeing how we as a country engage with the Arctic. So this is very, very important.
Eiken notes interest from non-Arctic Pacific region countries, including China, South Korea, Japan, Malaysia, and Singapore, where interests are not confined to resource development and shipping.
Also interested in observations in the Arctic because it helps improve weather forecasts, long-range weather forecasts in Eastern Asia. Those countries also see their role as emitters of greenhouse gases.
The Arctic Science Summit is being held in conjunction with the Arctic Observing Summit, a biennial gathering focused on community-driven, science-based observation. That's some of the news. Looking at the Fairbanks area forecast, mostly cloudy with a few flurries today, highs in the lower 40s. Continued cloudy tonight, but mostly sunny skies anticipated for tomorrow. I'm Dan Bross.